Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're discussing some serious breaking news that is both local and national. Judge Hannah Dugan arrested this morning by federal law enforcement officials for two charges. She appeared in federal court at 10:30 a.m. She proclaimed her innocence through her lawyer and was released on her own recognizance. She's been charged with obstruction, as well as, I believe, that concealing a person from arrest. I want to get the technical terms right here. But we've been discussing about this hour, and we're going to go to the phones and the text lines momentarily. If you want to join our discussion, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We've been discussing here, in my opinion, is the federal government usurping state and local government resources to effectuate and execute federal immigration law. The 10th Amendment prevents that. In addition, state courthouses are supposed to be a place where anyone, including people who are here illegally, can go to be witnesses, to face charges and defend them, and where victims of crimes can be heard. And in order for our state law system of government to function well, and it, make no mistake, it is by far in our day-to-day lives our state criminal code that keeps us safe. That is by far the crimes that you may suffer in your life or your family. Those will be state law-based crimes. If we cannot make sure that people who are here illegally can defend themselves safely in state courthouses against criminal allegations, be witnesses against others in criminal allegations, or themselves have the crimes that have been committed or alleged to have been committed against them be heard and appear to testify in the prosecution of the perpetrators, if they themselves are here illegally, if we cannot guarantee that within our state courthouses, then we have no system of laws at all. Nothing requires ICE agents or the FBI to be present in state courthouses. If you know the guy is there, then wait outside the courthouse doors. Yes, does it make the job a little bit more difficult? It sure does. But these are competing interests. Our border security and the security of our neighborhoods, due process and individual rights, and our overarching safety as a nation. We need to be able to do better. Third, a state court judge has every right to run her courtroom as she damn well pleases. And doing so does not amount, in my opinion, to obstruction of justice. Now, I am not availed of all of the facts, and we will hear more about the facts and how Judge Dugan chooses to defend herself against these allegations as the days, weeks, and months proceed. But she is deserving of the due process that we have denied others. Moments ago on X, Molly Beck, a Journal Sentinel reporter, posted that Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August suggests that Assembly Republicans will seek to remove Judge Dugan if the charges are confirmed. I don't know what confirmed means. If she's found guilty, perhaps, you know, due process and all that. Majority Leader August continued, Assembly Republicans stand prepared to act decisively if these serious allegations are confirmed. What the hell does that mean, confirmed? So again, the 10th Amendment, our right to have safe neighborhoods as governed under state criminal code, the Fourth Amendment rights to due process of both Judge Dugan and those here in this country illegally, as well as a state court judge's right to run her courtroom in any way that she sees fit, to admit those into her courtroom as she sees fit, to ask others to leave as she sees fit, in whatever manner she sees fit to ask them to leave, is the proper purview of a state court judge. We're going to go to the phones and the text lines now, 855-752-4842. And I'm going to save a bit of my vim and vigor for the utter, dripping, ridiculous hypocrisy of an administration run by a 34-time convicted felon who tried to overthrow our democracy by inciting a violent resurrection, now charging a state court judge under two federal charges that have up to 5 years in prison when that man has never faced any real and true accountability for his crimes while he extorts hundreds of millions of dollars in legal services from law firms and as judge after judge after judge in courtroom after courtroom after courtroom finds the actions of the Trump administration illegal and unconstitutional. The gall, the hypocrisy is stunning in its magnitude. Pat from Milwaukee, you've been very patient, sir. Thank you. What is your view this afternoon?
Well, there are 3 points. Number one, the MAGAites and the Trumpansies have three goals or a three-pronged goal for the federal government: to run the courts, run the police, and run the military, and everything else could just go to hell. The other point is I've known Judge Dugan for about 20 years. I served with her on a board of the Dominican Center, which is an organization dedicated to serving the inner city's needs in Milwaukee. She is a wonderful human being. I was so pleased to have worked with her over the years. And my third point is that what she has done is an act of incredible courage. It would be akin to some state judge in 1938 defending a Jewish person who may have been targeted by the encroaching Gestapo. I think Judge Dugan will go down as an American hero.
Pat from Milwaukee, who served with Judge Dugan on a charity board, voicing his support. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for sharing your experience with Judge Dugan. Again, I have known Hannah for many years. I consider her a friend, and I stand with Hannah. I believe in her innocence. Again, the facts will continue to be developed and come out, and perhaps there is some fact that will convince me that these initial judgments that I've made are wrong, but I frankly have a hard time fathoming what those could possibly be, short of Judge Dugan tackling a federal law enforcement officer, which we know not to be the case. Cindy from Appleton, thank you so much for your patience. What would you like to say this afternoon?
You talking to me?
Yep, go ahead, Cindy.
Hello? Well, first of all, I have two things. I know you said something about Gary from Sussex. I think Gary's going to have a problem with this because this is a woman judge. And number two, I thought administrative warrants held absolutely no weight. I thought they had to be legal documents signed by a judge. So could you clarify that for me?
Yeah, Cindy, these are great questions. This is why I continue to mention the Fourth Amendment. I want to make two comments in response to Cindy's call. Thank you so much, both Cindy and Pat. 855-752-4842, if you would like to join our conversation. Administrative warrants, ICE warrants, immigration warrants, whatever you want to call them, are not subject to the Fourth Amendment. Those law enforcement officials have no judge sign them. They're signed by whomever wants to sign one from ICE. They do not have to show probable cause. They do not have to show a reasonable evidentiary basis to believe that this individual did those crimes, is in fact the person that is here illegally, is in fact, you know, a gang member. They're not tested by probable cause. So they do not meet the constitutional requirements of the Fourth Amendment. They are therefore not at all equivalent to an actual federal judicial warrant. They do not provide the officials executing an immigration warrant with the right to enter premises that are controlled by someone else if entry is denied. Is a state courthouse a public space? It is. Is a courtroom a public space subject to entry by anyone? No, it is not. that state courtroom is controlled by the judge. And so there is a fundamental underlying question here that a state court judge in the exercise of her duly authorized authority to control her courtroom and the persons within it is concerned about the fact that the Trump administration has on a daily basis flouted court orders, directed their attorneys to basically lie to federal court judges about their non-compliance with said court orders, all relating to the illegal and unconstitutional deprivation of rights of people that are here illegally, shipping them off to gulags, and refusing to even lift a finger to return these people. What is her greatest obligation? What is her highest calling, her highest purpose as a judge? It is to follow the law, and I believe that is exactly what Judge Dugan did. Thank you so much, Cindy, for your call. I want to give some love to the folks on the text line. Lauren from Eau Claire saying, I hope Judge Dugan feels supported. This is disgusting, and I think Wisconsinites will have her back. Mark from Sussex, again, disagreeing with me, saying, are you kidding me, Maggie? Dana from La Crosse saying, since ICE feels it's okay to break the sovereignty of churches, schools, and courtrooms to apprehend those they deem unilaterally to be criminals without a finding of probable cause, wouldn't it be interesting if the International Criminal Court decided to arrest Donald Trump when he shows up at Pope Francis's funeral? Cam from Appleton says, Cash Patel, Cash Money Money Patel, the guy with a political hit list who swore to follow the Constitution, who posted on X before the charges were even filed and then deleted his post. Cam says, Cash Money Money Patel is a loser. Dana from La Crosse, agreeing with Lauren from Eau Claire and others that this is unconscionable. Jane from Madison saying that it seems to me that Judge Dugan has a courtroom to run and ICE has a job to do as well. The judge needs to get her job, and it is not required of the judge to do ICE's job for them or to let ICE interfere with her job. Precisely. That's the 10th Amendment in action. Jane from Madison understands more of our fundamental constitutional principles than Cash Money Money Patel or Pam, sure, I'll follow the Constitution, but only if Donald Trump says I can, Attorney General Bondi. Tom from Milwaukee says, was there even a federal arrest warrant from the judge? I haven't heard anything about it. I do not believe there was. That is my understanding as I sit here today. That may be inaccurate, but I do not believe that there was a federal arrest warrant. So yeah, that means they didn't go before a federal judge to get an arrest warrant signed, and Cash Money Money Patel and Pam, I may follow the Constitution only if Donald Trump says I can, AG Bondi, just decided to arrest her. We're going to go back to the phones and the text lines, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to continue this great discussion with each and every one of you. If you disagree with me, you'll go right to the top of the caller list. New callers go to the top of the caller list. Join this discussion when we come back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked.